The European Commission said Friday it had agreed on a plan to control exports of vaccines from the European Union, including to Britain, arguing it needed to do so to ensure its own supplies. EU's trade commissioner told a news conference the export monitoring and controls were, quote, time-limited, end quote, initially lasting until the end of March, and applied to COVID-19 vaccines the EU had bought in advance. The bloc could block the export of a vaccine if it's determined that this could undermine the EU's own supplies. The commission has stressed that this is not an export. Swiss pharmaceuticals giant Novartis said Friday it had signed an initial agreement to help produce the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine against COVID-19 as countries scramble to boost supplies. The rare act of cooperation comes after French pharma group Sanofi announced earlier this week that it would also team up with rivals Pfizer and BioNTech to help produce 125 million doses of their shot. The two-dose vaccine has been shown to be around 95% effective and has been approved for use by the World Health Organization in some 50 countries, but it is in limited supply as nations around the world race to immunize their populations against the virus, which has killed nearly 2.2 million people in just over a year. U.S. pharmaceutical company Moderna will deliver 20% fewer vaccine doses to Italy than promised in the week starting February 7th, Italy's special commissioner for COVID-19 said Friday, putting further pressure on the country's vaccination campaign. Moderna's decision is another blow to the country's vaccine drive, which has not been able to rely on a stable flow of shots and is grappling with delivery delays from the different drug groups. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin Friday signed a law extending the New START nuclear arms control treaty, the last major pact of its kind between Russia and the United States, by 5 years, the Kremlin said in a statement. Russia has said the extension will come into effect once the two sides have exchanged diplomatic notes after each completes their domestic procedures. Russia's lower and upper houses of parliament voted to ratify the extension Wednesday. Signed in 2010 and due to expire next week, the New START limits the numbers of strategic nuclear warheads, missiles, and bombers that Russia and the United States can deploy. Key allies of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny were placed under house arrest ahead of new rallies, as Russian authorities warned Friday that protesters could face charges of taking part in, quote, mass unrest, end quote. Navalny's brother and the coordinator of Navalny's Moscow office were both placed under house arrest until March 23rd after the opposition politician urged Russians to stage fresh nationwide rallies against President Vladimir Putin's 20-year rule Sunday. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council will meet informally next week to discuss the plight of the detained Russian opposition leader at the risk of causing tensions with Moscow, diplomats said Friday. The meeting is scheduled to take place Wednesday after regular monthly discussions on the war in Syria. U.S. President Joe Biden weighs in on the upcoming second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump, set to begin the week of February 8th. AP's Julie Walker has more.
President Biden said he didn't think enough Republican senators would vote for impeachment to convict Trump, but told CNN late Monday the trial has to happen, while acknowledging the effect it could have on his agenda, like getting the COVID relief package passed. Biden said there would be a worse effect if it didn't happen. Republicans have been easing off their criticism of the former president and shunning calls to convict him over the deadly siege at the U.S. Capitol, questioning whether Trump's repeated demands to overturn the election really amounted to incitement. I'm Julie Walker.
A small bomb exploded outside the Israeli embassy in New Delhi Friday as it marked the anniversary of setting up diplomatic relations with India. No injuries were reported, but an Israeli official told AFP the incident was being viewed as terrorism. New clashes Friday erupted between hundreds of opponents and supporters of the farmers' protest that has disrupted New Delhi for more than 8 weeks. At least one farmer was seen brandishing a sword during the latest unrest to overshadow 2 months of protest against the liberalization of farm produce markets. Police fired tear gas and baton-charged rival groups to separate them. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
VOA1. VOA. It's the hits.